Love Talk Radio.
I'm the managing member of End Consulting, and I will be your cruise director for this awesome installment of the Daily Complaint. Welcome to those of you who are listening for the very first time. I commend you in taking the first step and most critical step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights, as well as those of you who are listening for the second, third, fifth, tenth time. What a wonderful commitment to knowing your rights and asserting your rights, because not only are you taking that first step and getting educated, but you are further educating yourself in an effort to what I can only assume is to assert your rights, and that's the goal, folks. The best part of knowing your rights is being able to assert them in a clear, concise, effective, powerful way so that you can get the relief that you are seeking, and trust me, as someone that does this for a living every single day, it is not easy. It is not timely. It is an incredibly long and excruciating period of time for many of our clients in which you have to assert your rights in order to get or obtain what it is that you're seeking. So again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint live. That's right, folks. We are on the air live as we speak. However, we chose a radio format so that way you don't only have to listen live to glean the information that we're floating out to you. You can also listen later. But before that, let me give you the particulars of our live show. We air live, as I said before, every weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific time. We air live for 30 minutes, so 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. West Coast time. That happens to be exactly 11:30 a.m. to noon East Coast, New York, Eastern time. Like I said, we air live for 30 minutes. However, immediately following every single live show, folks, you can listen to the Daily Complaint on our show page, thedailycomplaint.com, immediately following the live show. So that would be 9 a.m. West Coast, noon East Coast. And folks, we've made it that easy for you that the show is called The Daily Complaint. Our website is thedailycomplaint.com. Our goal again here is to make it easy for you to gain the knowledge, that's the knowing your rights portion, in order for you to assert your rights, that's the action portion, and that's the goal of going on an online radio format, is that immediately following the show, it's available for your listening pleasure, okay? So you might ask yourself, why? You know, why do you take the time? We don't get paid to do it. But it's a passion of ours. That's why. Okay? Because honestly, the Daily Complaint was born out of my own personal frustration with dealing with homeowners or consumers every single day that had a complex or even a simple issue but didn't know what pathway to take. In fact, yesterday I was talking to my mother about what she would do if she had a consumer rights issue, okay? I asked her where she would go. She didn't know, okay? And I think that's representative of many consumers out there. And granted, you know, everybody's got a different issue from a consumer level, but whether you've got an issue with an auto loan, whether you've got an issue with a debt collector, whether you've got an issue with a mortgage loan servicer and you're current on your mortgage, whether you've got an issue with a cell phone company, whether you've got an issue with pretty much anybody, reality is this, folks, you have rights. There are not only consumer rights, but there's also something called the Bill of Rights. You have constitutional rights as well as consumer rights that you should be given the service that you've been promised. And it doesn't stop whether you're talking about auto or mortgage, which are two of the biggest purchases you're ever going to make in your life. Okay? You also have rights when it comes to credit reporting and the incorrect or inappropriate reporting of your credit. So, again, the reality is that you have a multitude of consumer rights. It's about knowing your consumer rights in order to assert them. That's why we do what we do here. We do what we do here, folks, to bring some hope and optimism to you, okay, to open up the options that exist for you, to remove that dark cloud that hangs over your head or to give you a sleepful night rather than a sleepless night. Okay? And trust me, we take on our clients' issues probably a lot more personally than we should, but let us do the sleepless nights for you, and let's give you a sleepful night, which is the goal of the Daily Complaint. So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. That's why we do what we do. That's why we air live every weekday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast for a half hour. That's why we also archive every single show, because we know your time is just as valuable as ours. And we know that you've got things that will prevent you from listening live. And so that's why we give you the option or the opportunity to listen later via thedailycomplaint.com. And folks, once you get to thedailycomplaint.com, if you go to the top right, you'll notice that there are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. We post all the resources that we talk about on the show, on our social media pages. We also list our website for End Consulting. We have a ton of consumer resources and information on there as well. And if for some reason you can't find what you're looking for or you need some advice, give us a call. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. And trust me, we get calls every day. We get emails every day. We do our best to get back to everybody as quickly as possible. Some days we're better, some days we're not. We're only human. But the reality is, folks, is that you can assert your consumer rights just like we can, and that's what we're doing here at the Daily Complaint, is to educate you on your consumer rights, point you in the right direction. For example, we're going to talk a lot about the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, today. It's an official website of the United States government. We are actively pushing all of the major TV networks and all of the major regulatory agencies to put together a public service announcement so consumers like my mother and your mother, when they watch TV shows, they're advised not only on what your drugs do on your brain, but they're also advised as to what their consumer rights are and where they can go. What's the point in setting up consumer rights regulatory agencies if you don't know they exist? Okay? So again, it's about knowing your rights and asserting your rights, excuse me. That's what we're doing here at the Daily Complaint. We're so blessed to be able to come to you in this format. We're so blessed to convey what we know and love ourselves, which is know your rights and assert your rights. We're blessed to provide you with options and a pathway for success. But let me not fool you, folks. There is nothing easy about asserting your rights. But if you gain the knowledge that you need to gain, it's going to make it a lot easier in which for you to assert your rights. Okay? So that brings us to our game plan, or our strategy that we utilize here at the Daily Complaint and End Consulting. We want to share it to you before we talk about the evil NationStar mortgage complaint that we're going to talk about today. Okay? Our game plan, our strategy is three steps. It's just as easy as our motto, our heartbeat, our lifeline here at the Daily Complaint, which is know your rights and assert your rights. The first and the third step are borrowed from that. We just crunch a step in the middle that happens to be my favorite step that requires you to put on your Sherlock Holmes hat. So, folks, the first step in everything, probably in life, no less than your consumer rights, is knowledge, okay? Knowledge is power, okay? So, knowing your consumer rights is a vital part of asserting your consumer rights. So, step one is always going to be education. You've got to get educated. You've got to gain that power that you need to fight, okay? Step two is investigation. That's the Sherlock Holmes hat step, folks. That's where you're going to investigate your mortgage and get the information that you need to do what? Complain to the parties outside of the offending party. Okay, in this case, it's NationStar Mortgage, in which case it's up to you to get knowledgeable, research what's going on and gather the necessary information, and then hold them accountable on the back end in step three where you're going to take action and you're going to assert your rights. So, folks, it's that easy. Step one is education. Step two is that Sherlock Holmes hat step, which is investigation. And step three is putting it all together and asserting your consumer rights. Now, like I said, we're going to talk about the CFPB. We're going to talk about the FTC. Okay? So, before we do that, we're going to give, we're going to call him Banny. I Banton is the individual that posted the complaint regarding NationStar Mortgage. Let's see when they did that. Just about 2 weeks ago. Okay? And they posted it up against NationStar Mortgage. So, the complaint is titled Bad Customer Service / Fees. Like I told you, it's against NationStar Mortgage. And this is what Banny has to say. This is the worst mortgage company ever. Well, let me correct Banny. It may or may not be a mortgage company. It might just be a mortgage servicer, in which case maybe mortgage company is the best way to explain it because it covers all areas. Banny goes on to state, when you try to get a hold of them, you're talking with people in a different country who hardly speak English and or your address correct. That's a problem. Okay, especially if they're servicing your mortgage. Think about that. The largest purchase you're ever going to make in your life, you're having to deal with someone that hardly speaks English and doesn't understand what you're talking about. And trust me, I deal with this every day. Okay? So, Andy goes on to state, you're on hold for hours, and when you request to speak with someone in the U.S., you are on hold once again for hours. There's no excuse to be on hold for hours, ever. Just period. When the problem is from the mortgage company and you try to correct it, they charge you fees for everything, even though it is not your fault, but the mortgage company's fault. Well, first of all, they can't charge you fees. They can't collect more money than is owed, period, okay? And we're going to look at that in a second when you're dealing with a debt collector. Anybody collecting debt for somebody else is considered a debt collector. In many cases, NationStar Mortgage is not your owner of your mortgage. They are the servicer of your mortgage, meaning your mortgage is owned by somebody else and they've hired NationStar to collect your mortgage or collect your debt, okay? So, again, that's where that investigation comes in and is so important because you're going to investigate your mortgage. And by doing so, you're going to gain a better understanding of what's important and who's running the show, so to speak. Okay? So, Banny goes on to state, I would never, ever recommend this mortgage company to anyone. I ended up with this mortgage company when my mortgage was sold. Okay, there's your clue. When your mortgage is sold to NationStar Mortgage, I would say 99.9% of the time, if not 100%, they don't own it. They're just servicing it as a debt collector, whether you're current or not. Okay? says, we will need to wait and refinance with a real mortgage company when I can. In the meantime, I'm stuck with them. What a nightmare. Stay away from this company. It will only give you headaches and much frustration. The sad part is this, folks. You shouldn't have frustration with your mortgage if you're paying your mortgage on time. Okay? There should be no issues. Period. Okay? You shouldn't have to defend your payments. You shouldn't have to defend your escrow. You shouldn't have to do any of that. There are plenty of regulatory oversight that was set up for these exact complaints, and we're going to look at that in a second, okay? But again, reality is that you have to know your rights, folks, in order to assert them, okay? So let's start with the FTC, or the Federal Trade Commission. We're on their website. It's ftc.gov. We're actually at consumer.ftc.gov regarding consumer information. We're under a heading and under a tab called Dealing with Debt Collectors. And we're going to listen to a quick two-minute video. And it tells you about your rights, okay? The Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, is the nation's consumer protection agency. The FTC works to prevent fraudulent, ding, ding, deceptive, and unfair, ding, ding, business practices in the marketplace. Okay? So, again, it's all about knowing your rights. We're already giving you the FTC's website. And, by the way, you can submit a complaint or contact them directly, both of which are linked on the bottom of this page that we're going to post up on both our Twitter and Facebook pages today. Okay, again, it's Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. Therefore, you now have a timeline in which to see you're listening to this later. You can go back and see the information thrown at you, okay? So what this states before, if you're behind your payments, you'll probably be hearing from debt collectors. Trust me, if you're not behind on your payments, you're probably going to hear from NationStar Mortgage because in these cases, mortgage servicers are trying to figure out ways because debt collectors collect more and make more money from you, okay? Not a myth, but more so what we see every day, okay? Federal law gives you certain rights in dealing with debt collectors. It's important to understand those rights when communicating with them. And this is your video moment, or audio moment, I should say, since we're on the radio.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to dealing with debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe.
Ding, ding.
Can't lie about anything.
Ding, ding.
They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls, but of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters. A website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatters or 1-877-FTC-HELP. 1-877-382-4357.
Okay, so wonderful information, right? It's from the FTC. You can access it at ftc.gov. You can contact them. You could file a complaint through the FTC. And like they said, the more vocal you are about your issues, it gives them an opportunity to go after the companies that are abusing you and probably other customers. Okay? Is there going to be an immediate response from you filing a complaint? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It depends on how bad and egregious your situation is. Okay? But nonetheless, that doesn't mean that you should not voice your rights or the fraud that's occurred to you. Okay, there's so many interesting things in this audio that you can hear in the video that we'll post on our social media. I think one of the important things that I can't convey to you all enough is many times you get frustrated in calling. We get frustrated in calling, okay? So reality is calling should only be a vehicle to check in on status and to get information that you're seeking in order to write a complaint or a qualified written request, okay? So again, if you don't know how to write a qualified written request, we're going to go to the CFPB's website here in a second, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They can be found at consumerfinance.gov. They will not only educate you as to how to write a qualified written request or a QWR, they'll also educate you as to how to submit a complaint on anything and everything that touches you as a consumer, as well as your consumer rights. So it's a wonderful place to start, but we've already provided you now with two wonderful places to submit a complaint, the FTC at FTC.gov and the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov, okay? Both of which you can actually call them, but again, the impact is always greater when you stop calling and start writing, okay? Because when you write, you create a paper trail in which for you to file additional complaints against them, okay? And sometimes you hold on to those complaints. In one of our clients that's with NationStar, we have a complaint that was answered by NationStar, and they sent us the wrong person's information. That's a FDCPA, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act violation. You're not allowed to send any information to a third party unless they're authorized. So they did it by accident. They exposed somebody else's information to us. So if we can't get them or convince them through the regulatory agencies, through complaints and government oversight to help the client, then we'll utilize that as leverage against them to levy the complaints against them and state that they continue to violate federal law, but nobody seems to want to help or do anything about it. So again, that's where writing is such an integral part, because they have to answer you in writing. And when you do so, it's amazing what information you get from them versus just on the phone waiting for hours or trying to understand them on the other line. That's what's so important, folks. Okay, so we've already gone to the FTC website, ftc.gov. We played that video for you. Let's talk about the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Like I said, they're an official entity. Their website is an official website of the United States government. Through the video we just heard, you have federal laws that protect you as a consumer. Some of them have been established by the CFPB through Dodd-Frank and RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. And the CFPB lists many of them, if not all of them, on their website or points you in the right direction, folks. So, the new rules that were put in place for both current and struggling borrowers were established in 2013, in January of 2013, and they went into effect January of 2014. Here we sit in June of 2015, which means they've already been in effect for almost 18 months now, but yet many of you still don't know they exist. So we're going to assist you, okay? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued rules to establish new strong protections for struggling borrowers facing foreclosures, The rules also protect mortgage borrowers from costly surprises. Remember, that's what Fannie was talking about, where maybe you've received some information from them and it's wrong and you're trying to assert that, but they're trying to charge you fees, and runarounds by their servicers, okay? Again, it's important to distinguish the difference between your mortgage servicer and your mortgage owner. This is why. I can't tell you how many complaints we've submitted to mortgage owners, and they say we don't have anything to do with it. But yet the mortgage servicers always state that the mortgage owners are the ones who establish the rules, and they're just playing by the rules. You're kind of caught in a monkey in the middle situation, okay? The new rules go on to state, mortgage servicers are responsible for collecting payments from mortgage borrowers on behalf of loan owners. They also typically handle customer service, escrow accounts, collections, loan modifications, and foreclosure. Generally, borrowers have no say in choosing their mortgage servicers. We all know that to be true. Lenders frequently sell loans to investors after the mortgage deal is signed, and the investors, not the consumers, often choose the servicers. So it states, even before the financial crisis, the mortgage servicing industry at times experienced problems with bad practices and sloppy record keeping. I can tell you today, June 2015, that still exists. As millions of borrowers fell behind on their loans and as a result of the crisis, many servicers were unable to provide the level of service necessary to meet homeowners' needs. Consumers complained about getting the runaround and being hit with costly surprises. Now, with millions of homeowners in distress, many borrowers are continuing to experience serious problems seeking loan modifications or other alternatives to avoid foreclosure. Okay? So, the first set of protections are put in place for struggling borrowers. Okay? The CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. Borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage servicers cutting corners or losing applications for relief. They should be told about their options and given time to apply and be considered for loan modifications and other alternatives. Most of all, they shouldn't be surprised by the start of a foreclosure. And if they act diligently to seek alternatives, they should not face a foreclosure sale before their applications have been evaluated. The new protections for struggling borrowers include restricted dual tracking, where under the CFPB's new rules, dual tracking are when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure is restricted. Number two, notification of foreclosure alternatives. Servicers must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options to retain their home. Number three, direct and ongoing access to servicing personnel. Servicers must have policies and procedures in place to provide delinquent borrowers with direct, easy ongoing access. This goes to Banny's complaint to employees responsible for helping them. Fair review process. The servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives available and not just those that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Five, no foreclosure sale until all others considered. However, no surprises and no runarounds are also two additional sections. They help every borrower, whether struggling or not. They include clear monthly mortgage statements. Servicers must provide regular statements to their borrowers. Many of them fail to do so. Early warnings before interest rate adjusts. They must provide disclosures regarding that. Options for avoiding costly forced place insurance. If they're going to force place insurance, they have to notify you. If you provide proof of insurance, they must terminate it and refund the premiums within 15 days. Under the no runaround sections, they have to promptly credit your payment. Servicers must credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received. They also have to respond promptly to requests for payoff balances. They have generally 7 business days. Errors corrected and information provided quickly. This is what Banny's talking about. Servicers must generally acknowledge receipt of written notices within 5 business days and within 30 days resolve it. Okay, and they must maintain accurate and accessible documentation information. Folks, you can go to the CFPB and the FTC both to file complaints. You've got to do it in writing. I would suggest you also go to the CFPB at Consumer Finance and write a qualified written request. In fact, to Banny, that's the first step. Write your qualified written request, submit it to the CFPB as a complaint, and move forward with asserting your rights. So, folks, thank you so much for listening to us today at the Daily Complaint. We're so blessed to be able to come to you live and also in an archive format so that you can also get or gain the knowledge and get or establish a pathway to success in which for you to assert your consumer rights. I promise you, the more you do this, the better you become at it. And there is nobody that's untouchable with regard to voicing your complaints. So go to the FTC, go to the CFPB, go to your local state and government regulatory oversight agencies, go to the federal agencies, go to anybody and everyone you can think of to assert your consumer rights. So folks, again, thank you so much for listening to The Daily Complaint. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us via Twitter and Facebook. Those links can also be found at thedailycomplaint.com, just as my personal signature can be found. Folks, it's so imperative for you to know your rights and assert your rights. We do the best we can in explaining how to do that. It's up to you to take it from there and run. So, folks, again, thank you for listening to The Daily Complaint. We'll be back on Friday with another awesome edition of File Friday. We're off tomorrow. But, again, know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at The Daily Complaint. Click on those links for Facebook and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to educate you and provide you a pathway for success. We're very grateful and blessed to be able to do so. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. This is The Daily Complaint.